Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Duke's Friendly Auto Repair Shop, and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. They're the ones who's
coming up and the world is in their hands. Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where we try to help entrepreneurs to help entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Gene Hodge. Mr. Heinzman Dukes, who you might have heard of, he is out traveling. He's doing a lot of traveling this year, so he's not with us at the present time, and so it's just me, so you got to deal with me.
But you say that like it's a bad, though. I wouldn't exactly say dealing with you. I would say learning from you. This is an educational radio show.
Okay. And you're listening to the voice of our trusty engineer. His role is to make the show work and make me look good and make the station look good and all that sort of stuff.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So, Matt, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing fantastic, sir. Now, for those of you listening tonight that normally see the show on Facebook Live, on Gene's Facebook page, we are having technical issues in the studio at the moment. That's why you can't see him on Facebook. However, if you still want to be able to watch Gene do the show, we have the radio station's YouTube channel. It's... just look for WTAN Radio. You'll find the show, and you'll find Gene doing the show live that way. So the show is up, at least on YouTube, for tonight. We will make sure we have these technical difficulties fixed next week, but that's why you can't see Gene at the moment on Facebook. He is, however, live on YouTube.
Okay, you heard the words. So, for those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you. And if you got them, Matt, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to watch me do the show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/theopportunityhour or by going to YouTube and searching Tantalk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the Tantalk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Okay. I'm not sure if you heard the word, but if you are watching this on YouTube, we're not able to get on Facebook tonight. There seems to be some technical issue going on at the present time until we get a chance to look at it. So we're going to continue on as we go. Now, tonight's show is for you entrepreneurs that are thinking about becoming entrepreneurs, and the goal is for entrepreneurs to help entrepreneurs. And so I happened to be looking out on the internet, and I ran across a topic that I really haven't talked about in a long, long time, and I thought I'd mention it to you in terms of what it is, but more so I thought that I would give you my two cents on what I'm going to share with you. Anyway, so you can find this out on the internet based on a document that was presented back in 2011 for a group called, or by a group called, the Entrepreneurial Performance Labs. Anyway, so I didn't want to steal the show by having you thinking it's mine. However, but what I wanted to do was to just share with you what I could add to what they came up with. Anyway, so these are what are called core characteristics for entrepreneurs. Okay, so if you're thinking about becoming an entrepreneur, the question is are you the right type of person? And you may have asked yourself, I'd like to start something, but I don't know how, I'm afraid, or I'm not sure, because I'm not sure if I have all the right stuff. I mean, so the first thing I'm going to say is don't worry about having the right stuff. Don't even worry about it at all. But keep in mind that thought that came to you, that idea or that suggestion, that it came to you. And nobody else, it came to you. So the first thing I'm going to say is to just think about, since it came to you, you must be the one that's supposed to bring it to life. Anyway, so these are some characteristics that these individuals came up with, or this group. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to kind of read the heading and possibly some of what they came up with, but also what I'm going to do is to give you my thought on what they mean. Anyway, so if any of you others that may be watching the show, you can see the number right in front of you. I hope that you can do that. I'm not really sure.
But just in case you can't see the phone number, it's 727-441-3000. That's the phone number to call to talk to us tonight. Or 866-826-1340.
And you should be able to see it anyway. Okay, it's 727-441-3000, and I'm just going to get up and I'm going to pull the sign back. So
all right, so while Gene is working on that, we're just going to make sure that you guys can see us. And there you go. You can see the number now on the YouTube stream, on the station's YouTube channel. So there we go.
Okay, 727, this wouldn't be difficult to see.
Yeah, but 727. It's 727-441-3000. That's the phone number to call.
Right.
For some reason, I don't know why, and I've been trying to figure this out for the longest time. Whoever made the sign for the call-in number for the video stream decided to make 727 smaller than the rest of the number.
Yeah, but we can tell them.
Oh, yeah.
So, but anyway, so I'd like to have you just think about that. I'm going to give you what someone came up with, or possibly a group of someone that came up with. Characteristics, the core characteristic to become an entrepreneur. Anyway, so that's what I'm going to go over, and there are 11 of them, I believe, and I'm going to mention the topic, and I'll probably read you their definition, and then I'm going to give you my definition, and possibly, if I have time, and possibly if he's up to it, I'm going to ask our producer what he might think of it, because I'm not sure if he'd like to become an entrepreneur or not.
By all means.
But if you've thought about it, then possibly we can give you some tips that you may think about.
Okay.
That may help you to become the entrepreneur that you like to be.
And ironically enough, there's at least two fields I've thought about getting into, so continue.
All right. But before I get into it, what I want to do is go ahead and take a break so we can get to it without taking a break. And so let's take a break very quick. You listen to myself, Gene Hodge, and our trusty producer, Mr. Matt, and I'm going to be talking about characteristics for entrepreneurs in case you'd like to be one. And we'll be right back.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Hey Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
Get going, and that's what happens if you decide that you are ready to step into the world of becoming an entrepreneur, because it will get tough, but I can guarantee you, you must keep going. That's the language I'm going to use. But I'm going to go through some characteristics for entrepreneurs, okay? And I'd like to have you think about the kind of person you are, and if you got any questions, comments, feel free to give me a call, or unfortunately, our Facebook's not working properly, so you can't text me a message or send me a message, but anyway, I'm going to go over those, and I'm going to give you my 2 cents worth of what I think it might be based on my experiences, and I may ask our producer, when he hears what I'm saying, what does he think about what comes to him in mind in terms of if he is thinking about becoming an entrepreneur. Okay, so number one, business oriented. Interested in money and business or making money and driven to achieve bottom line profitability. Okay, so if you're the type of person that has the interest in making money and building a business or doing a business, and what motivates you is the money, making money somehow in some way. If that seems to be something that's in your mind, then you might have part of the characteristics to become an entrepreneur. Now, if you don't have it, I'm not going to say it's a good thing or a bad thing. You may discover it along the way. So now that's not in there, but I'm going to. But my thoughts are, is you looking at making money doing something. Now, the second part of this clause says, focus on understanding markets, tapping new revenue opportunities, and instilling a venture with financial discipline. That's what it says. Now, to me, understanding markets, meaning who is going to be your customer? Who is going to be your audience? And who do you want to serve? Because that's really what it comes down to. Who do you want to serve? And so if you're thinking about who you might be serving with your product.
And is it going to be a viable product to be sustained in that area? Because for the sake of argument, what could work in Tampa, which is on the other side of the bay and a half an hour from our studios, what could work in, say, downtown Tampa might not work here in Clearwater.
Right, but this is what do you think?
Right.
As to how it affects you. And so, like, if you were thinking about going into business, who's your customer going to be? What markets are you going to go in? And what opportunities do you see? And so you don't have to tell me that, but if you are thinking about something like that, you're more than welcome to share it.
Which I kind of am, actually. Yeah. A small part of me has wanted to get into the bar and restaurant business.
Okay.
And yes, I realize that there is plenty of bars and restaurants both here in Clearwater and over on the other side in Clearwater Beach. But I want to be able to do something that differentiates myself between my business and your run-of-the-mill, everyday bar or restaurant. So for me, and I've seen a couple of these up north, I just haven't seen, I think I've seen one down here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to be able to expand on it, is there was a place up north in New York called Barcade. There's a few of them up along the coast. And it's a retro arcade and a bar in the same building.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to be able to take that concept and run with it down here.
Okay. So what is the opportunity that you see through your eyes as something like that working?
For something like that working here, is like I said, we have plenty of bars and restaurants mm-hmm. in the area, but none that have, and I've seen one close to it up north in Dunedin. The name of the place is escaping me at the moment. Okay. But I wanted to be able to take that kind of concept and expand on it, because a lot of what they had was mostly like bubble hockey, old school pinball games. And mm-hmm. if you know the name of the business, please give us a call, 727-441-3000. But to be able to expand on something like that with more...
With your thoughts.
Yeah, exactly.
With your thoughts.
I'm talking with more like retro games like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, NBA Jam...
is that what you want to do?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
That's I'd like to, if I could ever get up the gumption to do it, I'd like to be able to start something like that.
Okay. Now, so I talked to Matt that way because whatever thought or idea you have probably only pertains to you, because it's your thought or your idea. So what I wanted to do was to say, let's make it personal so that you're talking about something that you might see as an opportunity, and so that you can see possibly your competition or how you're going to attract people to come to you. But anyway, so that's number one, is be business-minded. Good. The second one is to be inventive. Generate ideas and explore new possibilities. And so you, if you have ideas or you come up with ideas and you explore the possibilities that separate you from the others, that separate your product or service that makes you unique, that's the way I'm looking at that. Being inventive, because it's yours. It's different than following in someone else's, but it's being inventive so that you come up with something new, something different, and going from there. Okay, now it says something else a little further. It says, an emergent learner, adapting through experience and experimentation. Okay, so you must be willing to experiment in order to bring your idea, your vision to fruition. And so that's another characteristic that you need. But also it says it's skillfully deals with ambiguity and complexity, discerns useful patterns from large amounts of information. So I'm looking at that as just lots of information out there. You can find information in the dictionary, on computers, encyclopedias. You can find almost anything out on the internet, some kind of definition. But how do you surf through those medias and pick what affects you? Pick what's best for you. Okay, number three, as a key characteristic, being independent. Okay, are you the kind of person that can be independent? Because if you're afraid to be an independent source, you probably will not become an entrepreneur. So you may have the idea, but being independent, it allows you to step out on it. But anyway, so this says, willing to incline to operate on one's own with minimal support from others. In other words, willing to get started on your own, willing to work on your idea without waiting for the others to jump in. Okay? Fine to tell the others what you're doing, but not to wait on what the others, because you may run into a lot of naysayers that will tell you what you can't do or what you shouldn't do. Anyway, so an entrepreneur must be willing to be independent because it's your thought, it's your idea. Now, I'm not going to go through all these, but I'm going to go as far as I can. Number four is being driven. Okay, you're passionate about what it is that you are thinking about. You're ambitious. You're competitive and achievement-oriented. In other words, the type of person that wants to see the progress, wants to see what you can achieve. Yeah, because it's your idea. You may have people join you. You may be leading others. You may have people working along with you, but being able to see your achievements. Okay, that's another characteristic along the way. Okay, so being driven to do that. Okay, but it also says someone who loves a challenge. Okay, enjoys mastering new skills, displays a strong work ethic. Okay, strong work ethic is based on what you think you need to do to get your business going. And that's my interpretation of a strong work ethic. Because you're going to go from where you are now to starting a business based on an idea or a thought or something like that. But it's going to be you watching the achievements, building the little stair steps, and watching your progress. And so you must be driven to those types of things. And anyway, so if you're the kind of person that likes to work on things long enough to see results and see what you can achieve, then you have the characteristics, those characteristics. And number five, risk tolerant. Okay, risk. Okay, this says evaluates and takes uncalculated risk. Okay, so you're the type of person that likes to evaluate things and then step into it. And your thought is, well, I believe I can achieve this. And I would think that they're defining that as a calculated risk. But if you think that it's doable and you stepping into it, which you can do it, then that's something that they're mentioning as a good characteristic, being risk tolerant. It says that, but it also says understands that accomplishing significant goals or innovative breakthroughs usually require risk taking. Now, I have another show that's called the Employment Opportunity Hour, and it's one of the definitions that I have for risk taking is that I pretty much say that there's no such thing as risk. And so
it's a calculated risk with huge rewards possible.
Possible, right. But I say that there's no such thing as risk because the person who's doing it isn't taking a risk. The person who's doing it is doing it. The others maybe say you're taking a risk, but the doer is the one who's stepping into it. And since they're the doer of it, I'm saying they're not taking a risk at all because they're doing what they believe needs to be done. Now, the result is they can tell you later I took a risk because somebody has to do it. So having that person who's risk tolerant, that opens the door for you to do what you believe you must do because you're creating your business. It comes from an idea or thought, and you're creating it, which is going to come from you believing in working on it, getting it done. Okay, the risk could be, I don't know, you could give up a job, give up a marriage. You may have to move to a different location. You may have to go back to school. You had to work two jobs. All of those things that could pop in the way are going to be there, and the risk is that you believe that your thought is stronger. That is stronger, whereby you think it's worth going after. You're willing to achieve the success, and you're willing to accept that it didn't work. But as an entrepreneur, you'll try something else, or you'll just try it again. Anyway, so that's what entrepreneurs do.
It's basically trial by error, in a sense.
Right, but didn't say that in the writing, but that's what it comes down to in small words. Right, trial by error, but the one who's going through the trials isn't taking a risk. They're the ones that's doing it. Us watching you may say you took a risk, but somebody's got to do it. And so that's where the characteristic of an entrepreneur comes into play. But I'm going to hold up right there because our time appears to be flying by. And we're going to take a break so you hear something from our sponsors. Anyway, you listen to myself, Gene Hodge, here talking about the core characteristics for entrepreneurs or an entrepreneur. And stay tuned because I'll be right back with a few more to tell you.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
No stopping. Be on the move. Keep going and keep it running because you cannot stop. Many do, but I'm going to suggest that you can't. But anyway, during the break, I was just thinking about something. I'm talking about some of these characteristics that I'm reading out that talk about the characteristics of an entrepreneur, but I haven't really spoke about myself in some of these cases. And so I'm going to share some of my stories along the way that kind of jump back into it. Anyway, number six is something that's called confident. Okay? What they say is optimistic about personal abilities and future achievements. Okay, so Matt, I'm not sure if you're thinking about that, but being confident. I'll just tell you my story rather than. But if you'd like to add to it.
Sure.
That it pertains to you. I'm in the training business, believe it or not.
Right. Well, it says at the start of the show that you own Hodgepodge Training.
That I could be the owner, but I'm a doer.
Okay.
Okay, so the training, I do a lot of training in front of large crowds and small crowds. But anyway, so having confidence, believe it or not, I decided that I would train people because I had knowledge and experience. Now, the reality is, I thought that if I could do that, I could help a lot of people. And so The calculated risk that I may have taken was telling other people that I would like to train your people. And the advantage I have is that I'm not ideal. Or I am ideal based on who I am, but I'm not trying to meet someone else's ideal, because there are a lot of people who say, Gene, you can't get in my class, or I wouldn't want you doing that, for a number of reasons, which I won't go through on radio. But because I do what I do, having the confidence of what I could do in order to produce some different types of results. Okay, so the statement says, optimistic about personal abilities and future achievements. Okay, so the future achievements was that if I could train one group of people to do things, in my case, I'm in the job seeker, helping job seekers to find employment, but more so enjoyable employment. That's one market. But the other, I'm into helping employers to increase productivity and morale for the current workers that they have. So having the confidence to say, I can do this. Well, it didn't start yesterday. It was something I've been doing all along. The only difference, I said, if I can do this for company X, Y, and Z, then why couldn't I do that for me? Anyway, so having the confidence is something that I want all of you entrepreneurs or wannabe entrepreneurs to think about. Do you have the confidence to step into the unknown? I'm going to use those words. Step into doing what you don't know you can do. Okay, or step into it using what you know in order to create something else. So that's what I'd like to have you think about. You must have some confidence and think of future achievements, not the ones right now, but what can you accomplish in the future that's going to drive you to doing your business? Anyway, so Matt, I'm not sure if I said anything that perked out anything, but I just thought I'd say that since you said you'd like to become an entrepreneur.
Yeah. Like I said, I've got a few ideas, but nothing solid I really want to run on just yet.
Okay.
But at least it's giving me a starting off point. It's like, okay, maybe this will work, maybe it won't. Start poking around town, see what there is to offer around Clearwater that's not already well established at this point.
Well, make sure you write everything down so you can have the same message instead of changing your message.
Right.
Okay. I mean, but write enough until you can think that you can repeat this over and over again so people become to know you for the message you're putting out there. But anyways, number seven, persuasive. Okay, this thing here says successfully influences other people by turning into their motives, needs, and interest. And that's something I struggled with for a few years, because it's understanding it wasn't what I wanted. It was what do they want or what do they need and how I could help them or serve them. Anyway, so that's the language that I'm using now, is how can I serve the people that I know need something that they're looking for, and how could I serve them to do that? So as an entrepreneur, you've got to be able to look at your customer and your client base or whatever it is and think of, are you looking at them because of what they need, what your motives are, what their motives might be, what some of their needs might be, and their interests. What would they like to see happen that you believe you can make happen? So what do they need that they may not even know they need, but they do know there's a problem? Anyway, so entrepreneurs come up with solutions or thoughts, and they start telling other people what they see as a need and how they could fulfill it. And so in my case, when I decided to start training, I said, I'm a different person with a different background, with a different message, and I could help people to see themselves better, be more productive, and be happier, and make their employers happier, which now allows them to be paid more. Plus, they know how to move on to other higher paying jobs. But not so much move how to move, it's understanding people choosing you to move into unknown places. That's That's the key to someone buying into your product or service or abilities. They can see where it can be used in the future. And I'm going to say that as an entrepreneur, you can't see. You have a vision, but you're going to need us in order to help get you there, because you have to have clients and customers and other people who believe in what you believe. So you form teams and you get the expertise that you need, because you're good at some things that you're good at, and there's some things that you aren't. So having the confidence and being able to persuade others into seeing how you can help them, that's what entrepreneurs do, and that's a prime characteristic. Okay, so just saying you want to make some money, that's fine, but how can you help somebody and make money along the same path? Okay, another one here. It's called resilient. Okay, the word they have is perseveres in the face of adversity. I'm just going to stop right here. Perseveres in the face of adversity. I look at that as not knowing whether your product or service will work, but you believe it does. Not knowing what the other people are going to say, but you believe that they need something that you could help them solve. Or that you want to get them to see something that they possibly can't see, but you want to be able to show them how you can solve their problem. So perseveres in the face of adversity. Adversity says you can't, or we say you can't, okay, for a number of reasons, which is adversity. They may not like the way you look, how you sound. You may not be the right age, the right color, the right sex, all the things of which other humans say about you when they look at you, because they're either going to choose you or they're not. Anyway, so that's what adversity is. In the face of adversity, how do you get in front of people and let them know you have something that can help them or serve them, and they want to buy into it? Okay, so that's the characteristic that I believe many entrepreneurs drop out, because they're not willing to face adversity, but yet their product or service, it's really designed to face adversity or to serve adversity, depending on your understanding of what adversity is. But it's going to come from other humans, and in some cases, it's going to come from you, because of the things that you may not believe that you can do anymore because of adversity. And in my case, I like being first. And so I've created some things where I'm the first person. I'm the first person, let's just say, with a so-called disability that has a training company. I'm a minority if you look at me.
You want to be able to, set the bar for certain things.
Right. I want to set the bar for me, but along for all the others. But the purpose is to now begin to recognize all the others who set bars for things that you may not have thought that would ever happen. So that's the whole purpose of your thought or idea. Anyway, so I use that, and I'm still using it right now. I'm sitting here doing a radio show. And so somebody thought I was worth getting in front of a camera and a microphone, and now they can't get me off, I guess. But anyway.
But that's the beauty of this, though. It's like you set the standard for people that have disabilities that kind of look like you. And now you're trying to be able to help others take the bar you've set and raise it even higher.
That's one way to look at it. But we're going to take a short break so we hear something from our sponsor. I got a couple more to do, but I'm talking about the characteristics of an entrepreneur, just in case you're thinking about becoming one. But we'll be right back in just a minute.
Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Something I think all of you want. I'm trying to get a little bit of it myself.
But then again, who isn't?
Oh, there are some that may not, because they may already have it.
Yeah, but my question is, in what regards are you wanting to make money for? Are you wanting to make money to be able to cover your living expenses? Are you wanting to stockpile? What's the reason behind making money? I'm sure it's the same general concept, keep a roof over our heads.
Well, I think each person has a different reason.
Right.
For wanting more money, because some just want more money because they want more money. Obviously, you can tell I'm not one of them, but there are lots of entrepreneurs, inventors that go from rags to riches, and there are a lot that already had the rags and riches, and they just want more and more and more. And that's not a wrong thing. It's something that I think for anyone who thinks about becoming an entrepreneur, because they want to make an impact on others, but also better their life.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to do, is to better my life.
And you're trying to better the lives, and you're also trying
others.
Exactly. You're trying to better the lives of the people who listen to this fine radio program.
Well, yeah, that's true on the radio show, but in my personal life, I'm trying to better my life for the people who know me and trying to better their causes and all that sort of stuff. And
there you go.
Yeah, I mean, but I think that's what comes along with making that decision to follow that thought of creating a business based on a product or service that you might have. But anyway, there are 11 things here. We're down to number 9 and 10, and I'm almost done. But number 9, as far as a core characteristic for being an entrepreneur, is reliable. You must be reliable. But anyway, the sentence that they have, it delivers on commitments to others as well as oneself. In other words, in my own words, you must be reliable. Must keep your word in most cases, or justify your word, but you must be able to deliver what you are committed to deliver, one way or the other, or not leave anything hanging without it. Without your reason, knowing how to apologize. Now, there's a word that's not in here, but I'm going to use it. It's called credibility. It's being reliable so that you develop credibility amongst the people that you're around, which is something that they will give you based on your actions. Okay, we can't see credibility unless there's some action behind it. Okay, so you telling somebody you're credible, I'm going to say it's almost useless. you keeping your word to follow through so they see you doing that, that's developing credibility. Anyway, so I'd like to have you just think about that. Are you one of the entrepreneurs that are thinking about becoming an entrepreneur, but are you reliable? Okay, something very, very basic, but people destroy that at many stages along the way because they haven't thought of how their word or their reliability, how important that is in terms of you becoming an entrepreneur. Okay, number 10, people-oriented. Okay? Values, understands, and leverages people. Okay, if you like people, then you value them. Okay, you like being around them. You like doing things for them. You like helping them. That's a value that you must possess as far as being people-oriented, because who's your customer going to be? And in the world we live in, it's rapidly changing, but it's going to be a male, female, or a transgender, or something like that, but it's going to be another human of which you must serve in order to get more business. So, because your business or idea provides a service of some type to others. So being people-oriented, how you treat them, how you respond to them, all of that will determine your future, your credibility, your advancement, and other people choosing you. Okay, have you heard the word based on who knows who that knows who that knows who? Well, that happens in the business world because people pass the word about you, and they also pass the word about you if it's not too good. Okay, so becoming aware of whatever you have as an entrepreneur, whether you provide a product or a service, you must be people-oriented, which means you must get in front of people, be around people, be a part of people, because those are the ones that are going to build your business. Those are your customers. Then number 11, the last one, principled. They define that as ethical, honest, trustworthy, holding oneself and others to high personal and professional standards. Okay, so I'm going to start the characteristic number one, holding your own self to high standards and holding others to theirs. Because you're going to run into a lot of people that may be ahead of you, maybe wanting to follow you, but you have to have some principles by which you operate by, because that's what we're going to recognize in how you serve yourself and others. Anyway, so those are characteristics that you must have. Anyway, but the way I found this out is I just typed in entrepreneur characteristics, and this article, along with many others, happened to pop up, and I started looking at the definitions that someone had come up with, and I felt as though those definitions, they represented the type of person I believe I am and the type of areas that I believe that it takes to become an entrepreneur, and I'm still working at it. I'm off the ground, I've started, but I'm not at the top yet. We're not into the big time, but I've enjoyed the journey. That much I can say. So you can be, anyway, so if you'd like to review these, just go out to the internet, type in core characteristics for entrepreneurs or entrepreneur core characteristics or anything that has to do with what type of characteristics should an entrepreneur have. Type in something like that. Just lots of information out there. But the key is, can you read what someone wrote down and then relate it to yourself so you can go speak that language to someone else? Okay, so anyway, so someone has taken the time out to write out these characteristics in order to help lots of entrepreneurs, lots and lots of people who have ideas and suggestions and visions, all of that, so they can help them to accomplish some of what they would like to accomplish while they're on this earth. But anyways, I'd like to have you think about that, because we all start somewhere. And it doesn't matter where you start, but if you believe you have something that could serve or help others, and you have it, then the only thing that's holding you back is you holding yourself back from letting us know what you have. And having enough faith in yourself to start telling us what you have, not knowing whether we're going to buy into you or buy into your product or service, but everything is going to start with you. And that's what's going to separate you from the others. It's the type of entrepreneur that you are. Okay, there are lots of entrepreneurs that are out there, a lot of wannabe entrepreneurs that they need encouragement to get going or step into the unknown, because it is unknown. Okay, if you want to wait to know, then you join that club of people that have spent their life waiting to get started. And you probably know a lot of them. You can tell by all the ones who keep saying what they're going to do, but you never see them working on it. Okay. Anyway, however, if you can recognize that, then anything you've got to recognize is, what are you presenting to others? Are you doing that as well? Because that's probably where you pick these things up, because the go-getters, you'll learn from the go-getters. But the ones who keep talking about what they're going to do one day, it's important for you to recognize, where are you? Are you still talking about what you're going to do one day, or can you make that move, have some faith in yourself, and step out and get started? It's not going to happen tomorrow. It may take years. And that's the fun a part of the journey, but it comes your story in order to help many others that are going to step out on the same path. Anyway, so those are characteristics. The other thing is, learn as much as you can from other entrepreneurs. There are lots of stories out there in terms of entrepreneurs, how long they struggled at something before they got recognized or before they made a ton of money, all those types of things. It's nice to hear others' stories, because your story will be asked by a ton of people. What made you get started? How did you get started? And you got to be willing to help them by sharing your story and sharing with them where you, I'm going to say, where you want to go, where you're trying to go, and all they're going to want to know is, what have you done so far? Anyways, I'd like to have you just think about that, because our time is up. It's Frank Sinatra singing My Way. And I'd like to have you know, you can indeed do it your way, because you have your thoughts, your ideas, and the only thing that's missing is, have you decided to get started on it? Because you can indeed be the entrepreneur. Stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour coming up next, which is designed to help job seekers to find the things that they like doing. But think about the things that you are doing, can do, because you can do it your way. Go step out.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3.
Listen.